Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Hercules Invictus and Athena Victory celebrate the mythic impulses of ancient Greece and Rome, and they invite you to celebrate with them. Welcome to Voice of Olympus.
Yassas, this is Hercules Invictus.
And Athena Victory.
Thank you for joining us and welcome to the Voice of Olympus e-radio show on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Today we're starting a brand new episode that will be recurring monthly called Prosperity Quest. And I will explain that a little bit before we proceed. En route home from appropriating the cattle of triple-bodied Geryon during his 10th labor, the Theban Hercules camped out near the Tiber River. There, he defeated a local monster, Cacus, who habitually stole random cattle from the vicinity and committed other atrocities. Afterwards, Hercules revitalized local trade by establishing a cattle market. This venture was successful and brought great prosperity to the region. A great altar, the Ara Maximus, was erected to honor him after he left. Visiting Greeks honored him in their own way, and in time there were two altars and then two temples. The Romans, who appropriated both the market and the temples, honored our hero as Hercules Invictus, Hercules Victor, and Hercules Olivarius. The Theban Hercules was a benevolent power. After his apotheosis, he granted, among other favors, good fortune and success to commercial enterprises. In antiquity, owning cattle was equated with having riches, and this still holds true in many parts of the world today. So welcome to Prosperity Quest. Today we are honored to have D.C. Russ, a young man who is the founder of Aligned Mentality and whose star is rising on the Human Optimization Horizons. Greetings, DC.
Greetings, Hercules, and thank you for having me this evening.
We're greatly honored that you're here. You're an amazing young man, and I would love for you to share your story. Tell us a little bit about what you're currently doing, and we'll start there.
Currently, I write books, and I help business owners to put their expertise into the written word so that they can share them with their prospects and hopefully earn more business. And that includes everything from the website design and the sales funnel design, everything technology. I try to bring all together and serve my clients with all the knowledge and skills that I have developed.
But you're doing a lot more than that.
And I also operate a blog at alignmentality.com. There's a hyphen between align and mentality. And lately I've been getting into videos, and I think it's a great way for me to express my heart so that I come across as natural and unscripted. And I spend my time trying to develop my mentality of abundance so that I can provide for my four-year-old, almost four-year-old daughter and my lovely wife She goes by the name of Zena, and we are a wonderful, happy family trying to use our minds to better the planet, and we are on the campaign for world peace. So it's a big journey, but I've found mostly it's an inward journey.
And how did this journey begin, DC?
This journey began in a global investment firm in San Francisco. Yes, that's right. I had dawned on the traditional lifestyle and decided that the most important thing in life was money. So I took my anthropology degree to San Francisco and got a job at an investment firm. And after about 3 or 4 months, I realized there's got to be more to life than this. Every day I awoke and was miserable and unhappy and looked around at the people who were my colleagues and found that they were no more happy or abundant than I was. And I said, I cannot do this. I must find another way. And that is when I quit my job. My beautiful wife encouraged me to do it while she was pregnant. It was very, very terrifying, but we both knew that our hearts were telling us that somehow we were going to pay the rent. Somehow it would be okay. We just need to take the scary leap. And it ended up being. And I went on an amazing quest and met lots of people, did various opportunities, caretaking, hosting, lots of things while we traveled around California in our RV, and had a very free lifestyle and got to spend all of our days home with our child. And it was just a miracle how it all played out. We both made the pledge. My wife and I said, promise, oh faithful divine, that we will continue to follow our hearts and try our best to make decisions that are in the highest good, as long as you continue to provide for us financially. And not a day went by when that pact was not upheld by either party. So it's been a wonderful, amazing quest, and I'm still just getting started. I achieved my financial independence doing digital book publishing and platform publishing just 8 months ago, and the sky is the limit. I feel amazing. Every day is a blessing, even though it's also an incredible challenge, and I try my best to keep working on my inner self so that I can have more and give more and share more.
So you started where most people want to end up, and then you let that go because it felt false, and you trusted in yourself, and you trusted in your unfolding destiny, and you were fortunate to have a mate who also had faith in you and in your unfolding destiny. And as you progress on your journey, you're finding that your destiny is unfolding. That is amazing.
That's right. It is amazing. And I have had so many goals along the way that did not get fulfilled that turned into something even better because I kept pushing forward and kept trusting, and I did my best to work on all of the kinks that were inside of me, hang-ups, judgment, criticism, self-doubt, all these things. So yeah, it has been an amazing journey. And I love how you say I started out where a lot of people want to end up. And on that, I do want to say I am an extremely, extremely privileged and blessed person. I have so many privileges, and I've met so many people that have come into my life and given me wisdom and given me advice and given me coaching that I know that my role here is to share and to give and to perhaps even lead, although in tandem with my fellow comrades. And that's the mission behind Aligned Mentality. I share all of the amazing things that I've been given that a lot of people have not been given. So with great power comes great responsibility, and I'm extremely fortunate, and I just try to do my best to share what I know with love and with gratitude. And a lot of times that's really hard. A lot of times people don't want to hear what I have to say because I'm only a 27-year-old man. So that is a challenge, but it's one that will see its end in due time, if I'm lucky.
You're lucky already, so I'm sure that many more wonderful things will unfold. You are someone who is not very attached to possessions from what I've read and what I've seen in the videos. you're remarkably free of the clutter that most people gather around themselves.
Yeah, that was actually a hard thing. I mean, just a snapshot of my wife helping me to declutter my life. I was holding on to a shoebox full of receipts that were just old gas station and grocery store receipts, and I just didn't want to give it up. And when I found that I purged all of my belongings, that's what was a huge factor in giving me the clarity of mind and the clarity of heart and the ability to follow my spirit, giving up attachments, giving into materialism, and just allowing all of the things, the niceties and comforts that a lot of people demand in their lives, letting all of that fall away, was probably one of the most freeing episodes along my path. And I've heard other really extremely successful people talking about that. So that was a huge thing for me. And I keep boasting that I don't need very much money at all to live. All I need is a wooden slab with a modest pad to sleep on, and a desk and a Wi-Fi connection so that I can continue to serve over the internet like I've been doing. And then everything else that I earn, I want to give to my family, to my friends, to my fellow comrades, and to eventually create a communal space of land where lots of people who are all interested in embarking down what I call a hero's journey spiritual path, a really intense spiritual path where they want to become superheroes. I want to invite them to my land, become superheroes, whatever that means to them, and address their own emotional shortcomings and difficulties in order to find that clarity and peace of being to resonate as closely to the vibration of the abundant universe as they can, so that we can slowly but surely create an entire abundant planet. And that's the end goal, and I don't know if I'll see that in my lifetime. But I shall continue.
We're working on something very similar, and as are other people that we've met in our quest. So I'm sure with this type of awakening happening in many different minds or souls or spirits, that this is something that the universe wants at this particular time. So it will happen.
That is great and refreshing to hear. And I know a lot of people are also doing similar things. And so with enough effort, enough intention, I think we can push forward the agenda of world peace more rapidly than we ever have before.
I declared myself for world peace through interfaith dialogue and communication. And this show is part of that particular unfolding saga. So
wonderful.
We recently spoke at Ishtar Fest a few days ago. And there, too, several people were expressing a very similar dream and using a lot of the same words, you know, the hero's journey and being a superhero and tapping into abundance. So there is something happening in human consciousness that's touching certain souls. So it should be interesting to see how this manifests in the world when it's time. Now, DC.
Yes. Yes.
You are someone who is free, financially free, and free to roam the roads and go from place to place. That is something most people cannot imagine. Can you share a little bit about what it's like to be free?
It is, and I risk what I'm about to say. I know I risk creating some perhaps negative feelings in people. Because being free of financial burden is an amazing, amazing feeling. To not have to worry about spending money at the grocery store, spending money on a kitchen remodel, which is what we're currently doing. Anything that we need, we just pay for it, and we don't even think twice. And this is still extremely new to me. And at any moment, it could all come crashing down. In fact, one of my clients is, she was a multimillionaire, her and her husband, multimillionaire. And I can't boast that yet. And they had butlers and caterers and limousines and mansions. And then they sold their company for millions and millions of dollars. And that was everything they had. They sold it off, and then the people that the entity to which they sold the company defaulted, and they went into massive debt to where they could only pay for hot dogs and beans every night, barely afford that. And that lasted for 8 years while they went in and out of courts and trying to battle with this. So it doesn't matter how much you have or how much you've earned or how far you've leveled up your financial abundance, so to speak, you are always the mercy of having any number of financial situations. And so that's what really keeps me humble. But it's also what creates a lot of fear in me. By the way, that client of mine ended up turning it around after that eight-year miserable struggle where she said every day felt like a nightmare, and now they've got their fortunes back. So here's an example of a person who gained it all, lost it all, and gained it back again. And so that story is both tragic and beautiful, but is a constant reminder to me that at any moment, the tide of financial abundance can turn in your life. And I liken it to flying in an airplane. The air does not push up on the airplane or the wings of the airplane. Instead, the shape of the wing creates a lower pressure above the wing that allows the vessel to lift automatically. And so much of what I talk about is about removing the obstacles to your abundance rather than trying to push, fight, try, or strive. Because I did all that. I grew up in a conventional mindset, and none of that worked as well as simply being at peace with myself, my circumstances, and the world. And I think the thing that really allowed me to achieve financial abundance was being able to have the magic power of looking around me at all of my circumstances, all of my belongings, all of my surroundings, and knowing that on a fundamental quantum level, nothing around me I see is any more real than anything that I can see in my mind. And so I continue to try to build my financial freedom in ways that allow me to do bigger and more grandiose projects to help other people, to fund other people's lives, to save them from their mundane trappings and let them know that there is a better way, that you can improve your circumstances, you can heal your body, you can experience unconditional love, anything that you want in life, whether it's any type of freedom, any type of abundance, any type of meaning and purpose, you can have by first letting go of the things that you perceive are holding you back. And that could be you perceive your surroundings as real. You perceive your bank account as real. All of these things can be turned in an instant, and they likely won't, but they can be. But what's more likely is if you practice on dissolving this resistance inside of you within a few years, you can do anything you set your mind to. And I firmly believe that, and I've experienced that, and I know a lot of people who've experienced them. And so being financially free, to me, really isn't any different because I'm still up against all of the same internal challenges. But I tell you, it's a load off of your mind when you don't have to worry about paying the bills. And I think that makes things a lot easier. So if you're in a place where you're constantly scared about money, you can attack it from both ends. That's a double, you know, you can try to train your mind away from the fear and see the infinite possibility. Find the peace and the love in yourself, and the gratitude. Gratitude and peace are the number one things that allowed me to become financially free. A lot of people don't talk about that, but when I focused on that, that's what did it. And then on the other end, go and get money. Live below your means. Reduce your expenses. Do anything you can from an emotional and spiritual standpoint, as well as a physical and a tangible standpoint, to build your own belief in yourself that you can do anything you set your mind to. And look at it as a journey, not as a destination. If you practice these inner guidance principles on gratitude and peace, and you focus on reducing your expenses so it feels like you have more, doing this gradually over just a month or two, you'll be able to feel like you're more abundant, even if your bank account doesn't tell you that you are. And so take it small, learn to see change in small, small increments. and don't accept the reality that's in front of you, whether it's an illness, whether it's a poor relationship, or whether it's a poor financial situation. Don't accept it as real, because at the end of the day, your mind can create and manifest whatever it is that you desire, if given enough time, dedication, and faith in yourself. So that was a long-winded answer, but I wanted to share all of that to really let it blossom, the whole bouquet, to kind of expand in people's minds. Hopefully that was helpful.
Very wise and powerful words, well spoken. Now, folks can access a lot of your insights through your website, and you have a lot of free content there. Would you care to share a little bit about your website?
Absolutely. Yes, it actually started off as a law of attraction blog. The reason I created the blog was because I had written over 10 books in personal development, and what I was trying to do was use the law of attraction to funnel people in and to apply those principles in a way that also allowed, that also instructed them to take action. Action is one of the most powerful manifestation forces, and I felt like that was a crucial element that was left out of the law of attraction discussions. And without action, you just can't bring the things in your mind to fruition nearly as effectively or even at all. I've tried mantras. I've tried visualization. Although these things probably contribute to some degree, the thing that really made a difference for me was taking action. So that's when I decided to take action and start a blog, thinking I was going to monetize the blog, and that was what was going to be financially freeing for me. I thought the same thing about my books. Neither of those came to fruition, but I kept going forward and trusting my heart. What was the next thing? So it started out just publishing on Amazon as a Kindle author. And then I discovered the law of attraction. And I said, oh, I have so much to add on this about my life. And I started publishing. Yeah, I helped a lot of people out. Yeah, a lot of people left reviews. Yeah, I even made a few thousand bucks. But it wasn't enough to pay the bills. And that's when I started the blog. And something told me, start the blog. So I started the blog. I didn't ask any questions. I just did what the spirits, what the guides were telling me. And then I got away from the law of attraction because I realized it wasn't a useful discourse for me to really talk about the full essence and embodiment of what it means to achieve your goals and to live the life that you are aiming for, because it didn't take into account all the unexpected bumps that were going to come along and all the expected shifts. So as I was developing thousands of dollars writing these books, I realized, hey, this could work for me. And I wanted to keep going writing books. I wanted to keep working on that, but the guides told me to start the blog. And I started the blog. And then I kept going, and I made a few hundred bucks. And I'm like, oh, I just need to expand. I need to reach more people. And it just didn't amount to anything. And that's when I got a call from a multimillionaire. He said, DC, I heard you publish on Kindle. And I had met this guy very briefly through another person that I helped publish his book for free because my heart was calling me to it. I didn't charge him any money. And he calls me up one day and says, I heard you publish books on Kindle. Would you mind helping me publish my 20 book series called The Change? And it's on Amazon. It's doing pretty well. And I said, sure, I would. And that after I hung up the phone, that was when I realized for the last 4 years between writing books and building the blog and doing every other small little entrepreneurial thing I could think of, along the way, I was unintentionally developing the skills would allow me to be a service provider in the digital world. And that's what I do now. And that's how I achieve my financial freedom. And because I don't try to force or push anything and I go where the voices call me to, even if it's terrifying, it's been the most effortless journey into digital content publishing. People call me. People find me. And whenever I've tried to reach out and get people to check out my stuff, it never works. But when I just go with the flow and I trust that whatever the next step is going to be, it will be in front of me. I just need to move my leg and take that step and it will be in front of me. When I trust in that journey, for the journey's sake, for the sake of growth and learning and improvement and self-development, that's when things unfolded completely naturally for me. And so, you know, now I've gotten completely away from aligned mentality as being any type of real financial source. And I just use it as a platform to continue sharing what I know, what I've experienced, and how reality has worked for me. And I have these epiphanies all the time, constantly, several times a week, if not every day, I have some kind of epiphany about how to really truly achieve success. And by success, I mean total success financially, in relationships, your happiness with the world, your ability to see the small mundane details as significant. I mean, all of these things to me are a part of what is a rich life, you know, for me and for you, that may be different. For other people, it may be something else. But aligned mentality is where I give my very best, most uncensored information, perspective, and advice, if you will, on how magical this world is and how many coincidences that you can see, you can get a learning lesson from even the smallest little detail. And so that's why it's such a beautiful project, and I'll continue doing it for long into the future, if not my entire life in some way, shape, or form. So right now it's strictly a video blog because I like to share in person. I like to talk. I like to use my hands. I like to be seen, and I like to give my full self to my audience, which is, albeit a very small audience at this point, you know, just a few hundred people. But it's a rewarding group to speak to. And I hope along the way, I'm able to touch just a few people's lives, and I have already, and it's been extremely rewarding. So yeah, definitely check it out if you want information on the mysteries of the universe, how to attain financial freedom, how to be happy, how to get out of codependency in a relationship, how to learn to love more, the secrets of giving and receiving, and basically any kind of parables or wisdom that I may learn from other people that I just want to share. It's a wonderful project of mine. I enjoy it quite a bit.
There's a lot there. You are very generous. There's a lot of free information on your website. You have very nice and entertaining mailings. I've seen your videos. They're very entertaining and informative as well. And if these are just the beginnings, because you're only 27 and you've only been doing this for a few years, I can't wait to see where this adventure winds up. And, you know, I'll be rooting for you every step of the way. We're going to take a song break in a couple of minutes, and then we'll move on to part two of today's show. Before we go to the song break, though, you do help other people, and right now you're helping someone who has a series called The Enlightened Primitive, which appealed to me because of my own barbaric proclivities and my Herculean heritage. So, of course, I have to look into something like that, and I'm finding it very useful. I'm really good in tapping into old memories and unlocking them, but this gave me several techniques to use where I caught some that I'd missed previously. So it's not an easy journey, but it's been a very informative journey so far. You want to tell us a little bit about the Enlightened Self?
Yes. The Enlightened Primitive is a beautiful course that's designed by one of the most intelligent people I've met, very scientific-minded, and he teaches you how to use your primitive mind and your psyche and your subconscious mind to get what you want in life by understanding how it works, enlightened on how you basically on your evolutionary self and how you see the world through that lens. Because from an evolutionary standpoint, we're essentially the same creatures as we're walking the plains and the savannas of Africa, you know, just a relatively short time ago. So it's a beautiful program that combines the latest findings in neuroscience and quantum physics all the way with history and evolution and the deepest, most primitive aspects of science that we know of as a species. So it's a beautiful combination of the oldest of the old and the newest of the new. It's unlike anything I've ever seen, which is why I decided I'm definitely going to help you to get the word out about this program.
It's an awesome program. Thank you. And we're going to go to our song break now. Athena, what song are we listening to?
Well, our midpoint musical interlude today is the Bone Poets Orchestra with Solstice Call.
Okay, we'll be back in 5 minutes or so. We'll be right back.
every bonfire's from clay like the Portland tonight.
International Pagan Radio, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio station. We have informative Facebook page, interactive Facebook group, absorbing interviews with musicians, engaging shows with excellent hosts, and dynamic interviews with spiritual leaders. Come join us. We have the very best pagan music from around the world. We feature artists such as Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Elaine Silver, Izon, Brian Hinkey, Robin Renee, Fawn, and so many more. All available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are also available on TuneIn Radio. So go to www.internationalpaganradio.com. It's all pagan, all the time.
You're listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thanks for sticking around. And now, back to the show.
We are back. I am Hercules Invictus.
And Athena Victory.
And this is the Voice of Olympus. Today we've launched Prosperity Quest with DC Russ of Align Mentality. Welcome back, DC.
Thank you, Hercules.
Before the song break, you were speaking about being prompted by spirit and how your adventure is ultimately and eventually a spiritual one, an inward walk. Would you care to elaborate on that a little bit?
Absolutely, and I have a lot of very specific things to say about this, and I will cut out all of the fat and give your audience the essentials that I live my life by.
Awesome.
You know, the first and the foremost is I think I'm extremely skilled at being able to love and empathize with other people, and this has opened up so many doors because, as you know, it can be tough to be alive on this planet, and even in Western society specifically, and no matter where you are, I think there's a deficit of people caring about you and your life and enjoying the story that you can tell. And if you're able to listen to somebody's story and understand who they are and empathize with them, you're giving them the greatest gift. And in my experience, giving is always at the core of receiving. The more that you freely give, and that's a key, freely give, not expecting anything in return, just because you love them and you want to be with them, that is what gives you the intangible things, and sometimes even the tangible things, but the intangible things that allow you to achieve the tangible things. So when talking about my spiritual journey and how I navigate with the signposts and the guides of the universe, there's a lot of complex specific things, but it all boils down to trying to align myself to the highest good, and through that, I get the wisdom. So when I pray, I try to pray not for things, but for the wisdom with which to acquire and use responsibly those things, whatever it is. It might be strength of character. It might be finances to accomplish one of my goals. It might be the right people to come in my life to give me unique and interesting opportunities. So I try as much as I can to act from a karmic perspective, aligning myself to the assumption, and it is an assumption for me, aligning myself to the assumption that everything that the universe or God calls me to is ultimately loving and ultimately giving and ultimately sharing and caring. So that's an assumption I'm making, and I'm committed to that assumption. And like I said before the break, my wife and I both dedicated ourselves to world peace and seventh dimensional consciousness. We said, dear Creator, oh heavenly providence, if you give us the resources we need we will continue to take the onward and inward journey to achieving the highest good for ourselves and all beings on the planet. So that's the paradigm that I live by. And you might have a different paradigm or one that's slightly different. But I always just put myself up to the fact that there is a loving creator. He or she or it is always doing the thing that is not only in the highest good, but your highest good. And the creator can do both of those things simultaneously, because that's how amazingly complex the creator is. The creator has designed this brilliant world so that if you experience a sign, that same symbol might be a sign for another person for a completely different reason. And if you can imagine that, amplify that times 7 billion, and including even the consciousness of plants, animals, and inanimate objects, this is truly a remarkably amazing place to be in. So I open myself up to that wisdom through, I look for signs and I look for symbols. And the way that I validate or gauge those symbols is how I feel. And if it aligns with peace, prosperity, abundance, then I know that's true. And what I've found, this is extremely important, what I've found, and it might just be coincidence or it might just be a generality, is that the things that I find that are from the creator are typically opposed to the advice of mainstream culture and mainstream society. So what I've done in my life is I've chosen not to listen to society, almost exclusively just completely disregarding everything society says. In fact, you know, many times I do the opposite of what society tells me. And I open myself up to specific teachers that I feel guided. When I feel an excitement or an uplifting feeling inside of me, oh, I should learn from this person or I should call this person, I ask lots of people, and I'm constantly getting wisdom from all different sources. And I'm opening myself up to that, as well as signs from the universe. And that's the paradigm I live by. So the creator has a reliable way to reach me through these transmissions, because I'm not constantly changing my mind and having self-doubt. I do have self-doubt, but whenever I have it, it doesn't last very long, because I start to align back to what are the fundamentals? Love, peace, and abundance. Those are the fundamentals. And if you're not experiencing them, it's not because of the creator. It's not because of anybody. It's not because of anything or any circumstance. And you can change that. And, you know, this creator is so – he's a brilliant artist. He painted this world. He painted this universe. And it's just so extremely complex, we'll never be able to fully comprehend it, possibly ever. And so there could be multiple learning lessons for multiple people at the same time. And I just operate under the assumption that everything has significance. You can learn from everything and anything just by looking at it, experiencing it, and asking yourself – how it feels, you know, how it makes you feel. What do you feel about it? And through that, you can get a lot of information, a lot of transmissions. So, you know, if you open yourself up to all these different mediums where you just, you operate under the assumption, the mentality that everything is looking right at you. Everything is designed specifically for you. I live my life by that. And I think if you even just lived one day like that, you'd see some pretty magical things and have some pretty astonishing epiphanies. But the key is to have faith in those epiphanies and know what you saw is real, because society will tell you that it's not. The world will tell you that it's not. But the world is ill. The world is insane. And so many people are falling under the mindset of the ego rather than the mindset of the abundance and the infinite. So that's the hard part, and I still struggle with it.
That's an awesome way to live, and I'm glad you're coming back for a second prosperity quest on July 4th, where we can hear more about this trusting the inner guidance that you get. In the interim, how can folks between now and then get in touch with you or learn more about you?
Oh, anytime. I'm always available for emails. My email is dc@align-mentality.com. You can type in D/C, which is DC. I put a slash between. You can type in DC Russ into Google. You can type in Align Mentality just into Google. You'll find me. You'll see all my work. You'll see my books. And anytime you can email me, DC@align-mentality.com, and I'd be happy to do my best to help you with your particular situation with what I know.
Thank you so very much. I'm greatly honored that you helped us launch Prosperity Quest, DC. I wish you well, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you, Hercules. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, joyous journeys.
Take care now.
Well, he's an amazing guy, and he does answer his emails. That's how he and I connected. I ran across him on the internet. I sent him an email, and we've been communicating ever since. Our next guest is one of my favorite people on the planet, actually, Christina Evron, president of the Tenafly New Jersey Chamber of Commerce. Greetings and welcome, Christine.
Thank you. Who knew I was your favorite guest?
You're one of my favorite people. Bar
people.
Bar
well,
so,
Christine,
you're welcome. Christine, your journey is also a very unique one, and you're also, like our previous guest, DC Russ, you serve the community through your computer work. But you do a lot more than that. You volunteer a lot of your time in Tenafly, and usually I've gotten to know you well enough to be able to detect your influence hither and yon as things unfold in town. So you are very talented, and your caring for Tenafly and doing all that you do for Tenafly is totally amazing.
Well, thank you. I actually have a lot in common with your previous guest.
How so?
I am just very open to when people come forward to help and say, how can I work with this person or how can I accept this person? And it just seems to result in a lot of teamwork for everyone working for a better community.
And I could personally vouch that you do that because you've been doing it with me since I came to Tenafly a couple of years ago.
Well, you were a very clear gift.
I'm sorry?
You were a very clear gift. With you coming to town, we have been able to brand the town so that people think we have more new businesses in town than our next neighbor who's four times our size. That's an amazing thing.
I'm greatly honored to be of service and help. Now, you are a Rotarian also, and the Tenafly Rotary is an amazing organization. Would you care to share a little bit about that?
To me, it's just fun to go to the Rotary group. It's a group that concentrates on service. They're mostly business owners. They gather for lunch once a week, have a great time, and with very little effort in between, they come up with service projects for the community. This Rotary Club takes out new staff members at in the Tenafly education system once a year. We organize the Thanksgiving Rotary Feast for all the surrounding Rotaries. We raise money for LGL leukemia, for the Office of Concern, and for the Center for Food Action. And we do that when we have fun every week having lunch together.
The lunches are indeed fun. Whichever ones I can attend are phenomenally awesome. The food is good. The company is a million times better. And a lot gets done very informally through informal conversation and people sharing their dreams. We often have guest speakers who are very informative. So it's a really great place to be for lunch once a week on Thursday.
Yeah, so we keep Thursday, we're at noon at the Clinton Inn. Lunch is about $17. Come and join us and find out what we're all about.
Now, I was very saddened to miss my heralding this month. We were at Ishtar Fest. What new businesses opened up in Tenafly?
The first was a change of ownership, Toast, the local bagel store, has a new owner, George, whom
awesome.
We were happy to move into Tenafly. And we also have a new tapas restaurant opening up next to the tennis court, the Fiola. It'll be Mediterranean tapas there, and they will be opening about mid-July.
That sounds yummy.
And we missed you. I want you to know that Toast was very upset you weren't there.
I'll have to go there specially. We just take some pictures and pretend that I was there. I really enjoy doing that. In my own mythical universe, in ancient times, heroes would pledge themselves to a community. And the community, whatever the community's name was a version of the goddess Athena. Because Athena was the guardian of civilization and the guardian of the city or the town. So if you look at it in an ancient way, Tenafly would be Athena Tenafly. And the town's character would be the character of the goddess. And then whoever wanted to pledge their service to the town would actually be dedicating themselves to human civilization, because the goddess Athena was the goddess of civilization. And I love Tenafly. I never thought my journey would bring me back here, but it has. And this is truly a remarkable town, and I'm very blessed to be in it.
Well, we try to have fun here.
Yes,
we're
going to
have a dance in a couple weeks. The Chamber of Commerce has donated a new speaker system, so we're going to invite everybody out to a Wednesday night swing in Highland Park.
Awesome.
I would love to live in a town where everybody is friends. People talk about how in modern day, everyone else as a potential enemy. I want to get back to looking at everyone as a potential friend. So the more things that we can do together, going out for concerts in the park, going out to hear performances at David's Johnson, getting together to watch people dance or dancing ourselves, joining in Mythic Atlantis conventions, all of those bring us back together to be neighbors. So we stop looking at each other as potential enemies, as look at ourselves as potential friends. That's real.
I like that very much as well. And I really appreciated the interfaith parade during the seasonal winter holidays. That was wonderful. And you conceived that. That was a wonderful thing. And it brought a lot of people together and educated them about the differences that we were celebrating together. So that was a very awesome thing.
It was our theme, celebrating our differences together. It was our holiday parade or a holiday celebration. We lit a menorah together. It was December 8th, so we were right in the middle of Hanukkah. We blessed the creche, and we had a Muslim prayer. And we had over 300 people at this event. Normally, we usually run about 70. And just to show how things align and you always get what you need, the weather was 65 degrees that night. We got what we needed. It was wonderful.
Yes, we did. Well, I want to thank you very much for blessing our show with your presence, and I'm looking forward to having you on each time that we have a Prosperity Quest segment, which will be around one a month. I'll be seeing you hopefully Thursday during the Rotary Club luncheon, and again, Christine, thank you for everything you've done for us, for the town of Tenafly, for everyone who comes here. You're really a blessing for this town.
Thank you.
Okay, joyous journeys, Christine.
Thank you, and happy solstice.
To you as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, she's an awesome individual, and I'm really, really glad that our paths have crossed, because she's phenomenally awesome. There are no CERN updates for today, but we have plenty of other updates for you. Athena, what are we doing?
Well, we have we do the Center for the Study of Living Myth, the In-Between Realms, on Thursday, June 23rd at the Crisco Library. At the Amber Dragon, we have the Seven Heavens, the Sun, on Saturday, June 30th. And let me just look here. And for more information on Hercules and Athena, visit our website at www.herculesinvictus.net. For contact and community, visit us on Facebook at Hercules Invictus, Mythic Atlantis, or The Voice of Olympus. Hercules and Athena are also available for Olympic workshops, mythic activities, as well as epic special events and appearances.
We do lots and lots and lots of stuff, and we're very flexible, so give us a call. Our next show will feature Nick Redfern, who's the best-selling author of Weapons of the Gods, Bloodline of the Gods, and many other UFO and paranormal-themed books. So I'm really looking forward to speaking with Nick. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you so very much for joining us. And we look forward to getting together again next week.
And have a very joyous summer solstice.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.